Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go!
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
All right. Good morning to everyone and happy noon to others. A happy Father's Day weekend. Hope you guys that are dads out there, you're enjoying your weekend. You know, we only get like one holiday a year. You know, everything else is forever, you know, well, the other side of it. But nonetheless, welcome into Up on Game. I'm LeVar Arrington, my man TJ, my man's in them, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress. How y'all feeling, man? Everything good?
Man, feeling good. How you feeling, baby?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling smooth. I'm feeling real smooth.
Oh, man. I feel absolutely fantastic, man. It's great weather out here in the upper Northeast.
That's a beautiful thing, man, that Northeast weather. You know, I'm back out here. It's a little overcast here, but, you know, it's still early. Like, it gets real nice outside, real tan weather out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it must be overcast because I didn't hear TJ say sunny skies.
It hasn't burnt off. It hasn't burnt off yet, but hey, the palm trees are still there.
Yeah. We don't have these clear skies today. Today, the last few days, it's hot, but it's an overcast, man. This is kind of weird what's going on, bro. Yeah. I don't understand it.
Oh, man, stop the complaining and accept it. Move on.
But it is. It's hot. It's hot out here. It's just not nice clear
out.
Skies.
Yeah, it's still nice out. It'll probably get a little sunnier a little bit later on. And speaking of sunnier, the Golden State Warriors, guys, they had a sunny showing, improbable year to win the NBA Finals, NBA Championship, and – you know, this is the fourth title in 8 years for Steph Curry and obviously for Kerr. But we're going to focus in on Curry because, to me, the conversations that came out of after that win and that series final took place was how can you not play Steph Curry in the top 10 of players of all time? And how can you say that LeBron James is the GOAT of GOATs and the King of Kings when you got a guy who has the same amount of championships, which, by the way, here's an important piece of it, with the same team? I think that it calls for an interesting conversation, because now I'm sitting here, he's added MVP of the NBA Finals to his resume. I made it a point to say that, you know, he needed Wiggins to do what he needed to do. Y'all was joning on me, but I said he needed to be more than what he was, and he was.
Yes, you did.
And here's the thing, all right, which means he did it without Iguodala, who was considered to be at the top of his game when he became that role player for them, and more importantly for the conversation, in the KD era, where KD was a part of it, and everybody said, well, Steph Curry wasn't even the best player on the team the year that Kevin Durant was there. A lot of discussions. Guys, they win again, and they win with the core group of guys, and 100% the dominance and the assertive approach to the game that Steph Curry had. Is he a top 10 guy, and is it definitive to run away with it and say this is still the LeBron James era?
Man, Curry, what he did was fantastic. But me and Plex spoke on this. I don't care who you are. If you're Steph Curry, you're LeBron James, you're Michael Jordan, you're Kobe Bryant, it's your teammates and the role players that have to play well for you to win at this level. Andrew Wiggins played well against the Dallas Mavericks. Jordan Poole played well against the Celtics. They had a collection of guys. Okay, this game, Clay would play well. This game, Andrew Wiggins would play well. It's Steph Curry top 10? In some, he is. In minds, he's probably 10, 11, 12, around that area. And people can say what they want about Kevin Durant. Let's just be honest.
Kevin Durant was better than Steph Curry when he was on the team.
Let's just be honest. He was. Like, he's not getting those MVPs because Steph Curry outplayed him in the Kevin Durant was that dude, but this is what happens. They had so many guys on that team that could score the basketball that it was somewhat pick your poison. I guess the poison was Kevin Durant, which I don't understand why, but I don't understand and get the slander of Kevin Durant. Oh man, Steph Curry won without him. That lowers Kevin Durant's in everybody's eyes, huh? He actually went on the court and did what he did. That can never be taken away. But Steph Curry, he that dude, man. Steph Curry is really, really good. He carried him and Andrew Wiggins to this championship, in my opinion. And so everything he gets, he deserves. But you can't take away what Kevin Durant did when they played. And Steph Curry is on that, at least for me.
All right, let me ask you this, TJ, before I give it to Plex. Does Golden State have the type of success the year they had with Kevin Durant if Steph Curry isn't there?
That's hard to say, man. You don't know.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that is.
Because
it is.
I think he's got how many championships? And how many of them championships was with Steph Curry, and how many of them championships was without him?
I mean, he hasn't had a team.
Come on, man.
Ibaka,
Serge Ibaka.
Early in his career.
James Harden.
You can't even count Russ Westbrook. James Harden wasn't even averaging 20 points a game when he played with Oklahoma City.
They were all together.
James Harden didn't average 20 points a game, LeVar.
Can't say they didn't have a team.
He didn't average. James Harden didn't become James Harden until he went to play with the Houston Rockets.
Are you telling me Kevin Durant, with those names I just gave you, with Kendrick Perkins and a couple other people, that wasn't a team to win?
Said Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah, that's a big man. He's a big man. You had a big man.
From what I understand, Kevin Durant made a choice to leave Golden State. He didn't have to leave.
That is true.
Like, it wasn't like he was traded.
That's true.
He wanted to go out there on his own and show us in the NBA world that he can win a championship on his own, and that's the path that he chose.
I mean, How's that working
out? He didn't have to leave Golden State. So when we're talking about Golden State winning a world championship without Kevin Durant, I mean, he made a business decision to move on and to show us that he could do it by himself. And he and everybody else are witnessing that he was wrong.
Well, TJ just said you can't do it by yourself.
And to answer your question, I don't think
he can. It just showed you. You can't. Nobody can.
And I'm going to answer the question for TJ. I don't think that Kevin Durant would have won a world championship without Steph Curry being on that team.
I agree.
I don't believe that it happens. But going back to the whole Steph Curry situation, hey, do we have any sound and playback of when I said that the Golden State Warriors was a win this series in six?
No, we don't.
Isn't that what I said?
But we believe you. Yeah. But you certainly said it.
Listen.
And then you said or seven, but it's going to be either six or seven.
The most impressive thing to me about Steph Curry winning this championship is that we are so used to being in tune to watch guys dominate the basketball game with size and stature.
Yes.
With, you know, six,
it's a great
Shaq.
It's a great point, you know, Plex.
LeBron James, you know, Wilt, Russell, like Magic, 6'8", 6'9", you know, 7-foot guys who dominate the game physically. But we are watching Steph Curry dominate the game of basketball, just playing pure basketball.
Yeah.
And I think, 6'3", 175 pounds, and the man is unstoppable with a gift to put the ball through the rim in which nobody can stop.
Hey, you know what's underrated, though, man? Golden State played some defense, bro.
They did.
They played some defense.
Can you put some respect to my man, Andrew Wiggins' names? Because he averaged 18 points and 8 rebounds on the NBA Finals, and LeVar was over there talking about –
I said he had to do more.
He wasn't playing well.
No, I didn't say he wasn't playing well.
What else could he do?
What he had?
Listen,
he had to get into the 20s.
Listen, we were at the point after game 5 where people were talking about Andrew Wiggins actually being the MVP of the finals.
Yeah,
if Steph Curry doesn't go out and have – what did you mean? He had 26 points and what?
He needed to be in the 20s.
Like 16 rebounds.
He needed to get rebounds in game five. And he needed to D up. That's what they brought him there for. And that's what he had to do.
And that's what I was saying last week. They brought him basically in to fill the shoes of what – Andre Iguodala was doing in his career when he was healthy.
That's actually what I said. But, you know, we could share the credit on that. You know, we could share the credit on it.
No,
and that's fine.
You said he wasn't playing well. That's what you said.
I said he needed to play better. He needed to do more is what I said in specific. But anyway, all right, before we go to break, because we do have to go to a break, we got James Jackson coming up on next segment.
I was going to say this.
You said top 10. You said at 10.
But this is the thing, though. He's not finished.
He's
yet.
Still going. Exactly.
He's not finished yet. I don't believe that the Golden State Warriors are done yet either, because all they're going to do is continue to add pieces and get younger.
Hey, Plex,
that's what I believe.
Hey, Plex. They're gonna replace Kevon Looney with James Wiseman, who's a physically more talented
Wiseman
player.
And hurt.
He's a physically more talented player. He can jump. He can block shots. He can shoot. Like, they're going to replace Looney with James Wiseman. They're going to be better. Kuminga and Moody will play more. Mm-hmm. Like, the Warriors are going to be better, bro. They're going to be better.
And lastly, LeVar, to answer your question, I don't believe that we can just sit down and say that this is LeBron James' generation of basketball. Mm. His era. You have to put Steph Curry in.
You got
to
put him in it. I mean, if you're really thinking about it, who had more of an impact on the way the game of basketball is played, Steph Curry or LeBron James? I mean, if we're being honest, who has had more of an impact of the evolution of the game than LeBron James, between LeBron and Steph?
LeBron.
Sadly enough, my daughter is on the AAU circuit, and I go to these basketball games regularly during the week and on the weekends.
It's Steph Curry.
And everybody's shooting 3 points.
Everybody shoots threes.
Hey, I'm talking.
They don't even get in the lane no more and throw the ball in the post.
Everything is jump shots. Caspi, I have court shooting 3-pointers.
Look at the NBA game now. Hey, everybody just runs behind a 3-point line.
I'm talking from a business perspective. LeBron James, not close.
Well, he's a billionaire, but
no, it has nothing to do with being a billionaire. It has something
you
to
just
do
said
with
business.
No, it has nothing,
to do with the game.
It has to do with the way guys approach their contract situations and the way guys sign short term deals because now I can max out at this. He brought so much business savvy to the players. I think people forget that. Nobody was doing from a contractual wise.
I got to be honest. As a fan, I don't give a two Fs. I give zero Fs.
You don't have to.
I'm saying from the game itself
a
in terms
physical
of
physical standpoint yes, on the basketball
of,
court.
Don't try to like justify it. Like you trying to go philosophical.
The sneakers hitting the hardwood.
See, you went down a whole nother direction. You went front office on our fan base.
The game of basketball
from
is
the game and how you play it. Who had more of an impact?
Oh, yeah, Steph Curry, for sure.
Okay, that's all I'm
yes,
asking.
Yes, that's
what we're talking about.
I get what you're saying, yes. TJ.
I mean, everybody.
That's why you get the big bucks. I get that, but I'm just saying, just for layman's terms, simply put, who has had more of an impact in this generation of basketball? More
it's everybody. Hey, it's Steph Curry because not every kid in America
can look like or play like LeBron
can
James.
Can be 6'8", 265.
Yeah.
But guess what?
We can go
everybody can work on that jump shot.
Yep. Hey, we can go to the gym and shoot jumpers. We not going to the gym and doing what LeBron doing.
That's correct. That's
you
correct.
You just answered that question?
Yeah, he said it. You gave it up. Right, yeah. You're listening. That's why it's called Up On Game. Because even we be putting each other up on game sometimes. But TJ put you up on game. Like, and he's right. Them contracts, the business savvy. I mean, he's the first billionaire active player to do it. So God bless for that. Not hating on LeBron. Not hating on LBJ.
Steph will be
but
too,
you definitely. But you definitely, and you're correct on that, you definitely have to have the conversation that this is not a purely Michael Jordan era. This is pure. You had a lot of great players in the era of Michael Jordan that did not get rings because Michael Jordan was there. This man has the same amount of rings and less amount of time than LeBron James has. I mean, I'm just saying that just should be pointed out. Anyways, I'm sure those conversations will continue on and they will probably continue on this show. But for now, we're going to take a quick break because we got our man James Jackson coming back in with Straight Facts Podcast. On your head segment. So make sure you stay dialed in. We'll be right back, all right? You're listening to Up On Game.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ha, 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 ha. Hey, make sure y'all check us out on the Twitter at LeVar Arrington, at Hoosh84, at Plexico Burrs, at Fox Sports Radio. Listen live, foxsportsradio.com, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83. And, hey, by the way, guys, you know, I do a show with two smooth-faced dudes, like baby butt-faced dudes, Plexico and TJ, that is. They take pride in that smoothness. You know what? You want to try to get on their level, check out that Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor. It brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip. Ooh. That keeps the thing smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. Let's go to my man, Isaac Lohenkron, the legend himself, for trending and an update. What you got for us, playboy?
Indeed, fellas, that was a very appropriate and accurate introduction, as always, LeVar. I appreciate that very much.
The GOAT.
We start with the 122nd edition of the U.S. Open Championship from the Country Club, Brookline, Massachusetts, where Tom Brady used to live, just off the 14th tee, by the way. Moved out a couple of years ago, of course.
All right.
You've got Colin Morikawa and Joel Damon tied for the lead at 5-under par overall. They will tee off round three at 3:45 Eastern. Five-way tie for second place, including John Rahm and Rory McIlroy. That group is one shot back at 4-under par overall. We've also got some news from the world of tennis, where four-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka has withdrawn from Wimbledon. She posted on social media, quote, "My Achilles still isn't right, so I'll see you next time. There go my grass dreams," unquote. Coming up tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern from Denver, it's game two of the Stanley Cup Final, with the Tampa Bay Lightning taking on the Colorado Avalanche. Tampa Bay seeking its third straight Stanley Cup, but they dropped the first game in overtime to the Colorado Avalanche. So Colorado leads the series 1-0 after their overtime win in game one. We'll find out about the rematch tonight at 8 Eastern, fellas. All yours.
Yeah, good luck to Jack Johnson out there. You know, Brady Q's brother-in-law, you know, they up 1-0, so I'll have at it. You know, I might end up going to see one of these games. We might have to go check one out in Tampa, fellas. Let's get to it. My man, James Jackson, he's on the line. So here we go. Here's a little imaging for y'all.
It's
Moving Like This.
I'm On Your Head with James Jackson.
Go!
Yo, what how up? You guys doing?
Yeah, man.
Nothing much. Listen, I got to talk to somebody today. Because there are a couple QBs who acquired some new star receivers for their teams in this offseason, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a new duo in particular that I'm watching closely because I got some questions about it. Especially when your own team is exposing you on social media.
Mm.
So let me get right into it.
Get to
Tua Tagovailoa.
Uh-oh.
I'm on your head, man.
Uh-oh.
I know you guys see this clip posted by the Miami Dolphins with him throwing that go route to Tyreek Hill, right?
Mm.
I mean, it's ugly. It looks like Tyreek's catching this thing like a pop fly in baseball. The throw is clutch, say it with me. Shaky, baby.
Mm.
If for that reason, I think a lot of eyes are going to be on Tua this season. And he plays for the Miami Dolphins, and that's fitting. Because I really think it's going to be sink or swim for him this upcoming season. Because year two is behind us. And they're calling year three the year of the cheetah. And when you trade pretty much every draft pick your team's got for the next couple of years, your offense better start running like a cheetah. So now Tua's got the fastest receiver in the league at his disposal, which begs the simple question in my mind, Can he get the ball all the way down there to Tyreek? Because we know Tyreek has next level speed, break-in speed. He's going to be able to outrun pretty much every coverage that he's seeing. So will Tua's arm show up this season, or will it be MIA? Mm. I'm on your head, man.
Will it be MIA? Wow. Wow. I mean, I got to say, you ended it off pretty strong. I mean, I like the whole thing. That was a really, really, really good one. But will it be MIA? All right. I got to ask the question. Do you have to have the strongest arm, or do you have to just be, as reported by your boy, the Cheetah, do you just have to be accurate when you got that much talent out there on the edges running routes?
Man, you want to be both. Now,
sure, but I'm just saying.
Accuracy is key, and timing is key. You don't have to have a Patrick Mahomes arm to get down the field, because I could have sworn when I watched Tua in college, he played with some dudes that can get down the field.
Absolutely.
And they was running right up under that thing. They weren't turning and catching it like a punt. I mean, the ball was right there on the money. And so timing, protection in the pocket, which I believe Miami's going to be better this year. I believe Tua's going to do better. And it's what he said. Yeah, it's a make or break year. Or as James said, it's sink or swim. And I believe he's going to swim. And so – yeah, a lot is on Tua's plate, and he's going to have to perform. But with what he has offensively, he almost has no choice but to be successful.
What you think, Plex?
Oh, man. Listen, Tyreek Hill coming in and saying, you know, he doesn't have the, you know, the strong – he's more accurate than Patrick Mahomes, man. I have to totally disagree, because I think that's one of the things that has hurt Tua – and not allow him to grow as a quarterback.
Hey, Plex, do you think
really
he said
accurate.
That just to make Tua feel like this is my quarterback and I'm supporting him?
He's coming into a new team. He wants to build his quarterback's confidence. But I'm looking at it from a standpoint of, you know, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill and Cedric Wilson. Tua has the speediest wide receiver core in NFL history. So maybe Tyreek Hill is looking at that situation and, listen, he's more accurate than Patrick Mahomes, because maybe these guys are just beating everybody so bad in practice that these guys are wide open and he's throwing the football and nobody around them. But from an accuracy standpoint from Tua, I have yet to see him put the ball in places to where he's throwing his wide receiver open or putting the ball where the only wide receiver can get it. But we will see, you know, going into this season. But listen, Tyreek Hill going into this new organization, I understand exactly what he's doing. He's giving his quarterback his roses and confidence, but he's not more accurate than Patrick Mahomes, man. It's a joke. It's a B.O.B., man. It's a bunch of baloney.
I kind of agree with you, Plex. It's easier to be accurate, like, you know, 20 yards and under when you're throwing to somebody. I want to see if he can really take the top off with Tyreek, and if that accuracy that Tyreek is saying still stays there when the ball's going 30, 40 yards down the field, if he can get it there. That's what I'm watching.
I just don't know that it's a bunch of baloney. And the reason why I don't know that it's a bunch of baloney is because, for one, Tyreek Hill seems very happy. And we can say, okay, it's the contract that he got, and you wouldn't be inaccurate on that. But I still seem to feel like when you get into these types of situations, unless he had an axe to grind with Patrick Mahomes, you don't even have to go down the lane that Tyreek Hill has been going down in terms of the way he talks about his new quarterback. So to me,
man, he's just trying to instill confidence in this guy, man.
Yeah, but
I believe in you.
Yeah, but
you're comparable to Pat.
False confidence is much different than really drawing real confidence to him. He could create that confidence with Tua without using the comparison. I tend to think I fall on the side of Tua has been impressive enough to the Cheetah to actually make him feel compelled to say the things that he's saying about him. I don't think it's just all tongue in cheek. I don't care.
Coach always say, everybody look good in helmet and shorts.
I get that. I understand that. 7-on-7 culture has tricked a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But with that being said, Tua has good – he comes from good stock. I mean, we just
what
were talking.
What the hell are you talking about, good stock?
The things he did in college, 100% would
man,
lead me
college
to
is 3 or 4 years ago, man.
I understand that. But the bottom line is that you have to have an origin to be as significant as he is for us to be having the conversation about him today, 3 or 4 years later.
Hey, let's be honest, guys. Before Tua
don't
got
be sucking
hurt,
your teeth. You got meat in your teeth. Yeah, you need some floss.
Let's be honest though. Before Tua got hurt, going to be the first pick, and it wasn't close. Is that a fact?
He is the most maligned, most scrutinized, most criticized top draft pick that I can. I mean, outside of Baker Mayfield, and Baker even has gotten at times a little bit of a reprieve.
Tua doesn't get hurt, he's going to be the first pick 100%. Of the draft of the Bengals. Everybody, oh, 100%. Tank for Tua.
100%.
And so,
why is the hate?
Tua's gonna have a good year.
Why is the hate so high? Like, why is Plexico BOBing him? Like,
hey, nobody has hate
so high for Tua.
Nobody has hate for Tua, man. We are in a performance. We are in a performance-driven business.
James Jackson is on his head. He came into the segment being on saying MIA and not Miami for Tua's arm.
Plex took it for me. Plex got it.
Hey, Plex, have you guys gone to an off season where you're rehabbing an injury as opposed to getting ready for the season? You're just kind of getting. Trying to get healthy. Have that ever happened to either one of you guys?
But I still
now ball. you want to be that guy.
Hey, Plex. Hey, Stretch.
No. I'm serious. No, seriously, that guy. I was really.
You want to be that guy.
I had to do that after my freshman year of college. I had like the largest. It was a hernia, and it was like the size of a softball. And they had to remove it. It's crazy because it's the wildest pain you'll ever feel. Every time you touch the ground, felt like a blowtorch going across your stomach. But anyway, yeah, hot. So they took it out. I didn't have any time to really, you know, do a lot of winter workouts, a lot of spring workouts and stuff like that. I was very limited. So to answer your question, yes, I did have one of those situations. And I did end up becoming the first and still only true sophomore to win Defensive Player of the Year in the Big Ten and, you know, became an All-American.
I mean, you're a defensive player, man. You just see ball, go get ball.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you asked the question. I answered the question for you. I mean, it might sound a little self-absorbed and maybe even a tad bit arrogant, but, you know, I don't care. You know, I did do it. So, anyways, just to answer your question.
All right. Wow. I think it's different when you play the quarterback position. I believe Tua's going to he's going to shut some people up. He's going to play well. And the dynamic he has with his head coach, that rapport that they're building, he believes in it. And you guys replay this in 3 months. All this, and he's keying in
nobody
the background.
Saying
y'all
that, nobody
this
said, no, hey, nobody's saying that Tua is a bad quarterback. What I'm saying is that I just don't believe he is as accurate as Tyreek Hill is telling us. I mean, he was playing with Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker is not a bad receiver.
I think he is. I think he's poised. I think he's confident. You got to keep in mind the one thing. All right, you could bring up Devontae Parker, but bring up Flores. Like, to me, you're talking about a guy that has to go out and be able to play the game. Yeah, I understand that. But having the support and
well, that
the
happened
belief,
to me.
Right. Of course, having the support and the trust of the people who are coaching you and guiding you, like that's important. You had a lot of, I mean, you had a lot of support in Pittsburgh, I would assume. But I mean,
but listen, but at the same time, he can't fail because look at the wide receiver core that he has and what the Miami Dolphins gave up to get the Cheetah, Tyreek Hill, and bring him to the offense. If he does anything less.
But here's the thing, right?
What's going to be the excuse then?
There is no excuse. Now you have a team set for a top draft pick or a trade or a quarterback that you bring in through trade.
He's going to have to show some progress. He's going to have to play
or it's
well.
Over.
Plex, it's not like
or it's over.
No, there's no more excuses.
Yeah, it's over.
You have to play well.
So I think thank we all agree on that question. One. We all agree on what you're saying. But there is a failed possibility.
I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback.
Oh, you've been hating on him the entire segment.
Come on.
You've been hating on him with James Jackson. Listen, you heard
I'm just stating the facts of what I've seen, how he performed over the last 2 years. That's all I can go off of. I can't go off of hearsay and say, oh, overnight he's more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. Where are we getting that from?
Do you want to co-sign him, James Jackson?
Just because the cheetah says that he's more accurate than Patrick Mahomes, I mean, that means half a $1 billion quarterback.
I mean, we're up against the break. I mean, do you want to co-sign?
I co-sign. I like the statement he said earlier. Everyone looks good in a helmet and shorts, so I got to see it in the real deal.
Well, that was TJ that said that. TJ wasn't hating, though. Plexico and you were the haters.
I'm just saying. You got to be in helmets and shorts in this time of the season.
Or you going to get fined for practicing
y'all on
too
some
hard.
Straight BS today, man. Y'all tripping, man.
Plex, we good.
Hey, Plex,
Plex,
are you hedging your bet? Saying I'm not saying this. So you saying Tua gonna play well or he not?
This is what I'm saying. I'm gonna say it for the third time. I'm not saying that Tua's a bad quarterback. I think he's a good player.
But for
Tyreek Hill to jump out and say that he's more accurate than Patrick Mahomes, I think it's a bunch of baloney.
Oh my God!
He's building just trying to make his quarterback.
We got the MIAO beers.
I understand it. I get it. That's what he's supposed to do as a player. He's supposed to go in and support his quarterback and to build his confidence above what he's been performing at. He's supposed to do that.
We have the missing in action bunch of baloney dudes on the line right now. It's been wonderful letting my man from Straight Facts Podcast, which you can check out on Straight Facts Podcast on Up On Game Presents, James Jackson. Up for Hater of the Year, but could be nudged out by one Plexico Birds with a bunch of baloney.
It's not hate. Tell him Plex is not hate. It's straight facts.
Oh, it's straight facts, homie.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We appreciate you coming on, James. We got a lot still get to. We're coming down the final stretch of the first hour. Deshaun Watson, we're going to talk about him on the other side of the break. With everything that has been coming out about Deshaun, the latest is what the NFL wants to possibly do in terms of the length of the suspension, but also some kind words and some words of support from, well, a former teammate that now would possibly be, or I believe is now his current teammate. We'll get to that on the other side of this break. You're listening to Up On Game. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burst. I'm LeVar Arrington. We'll be right back.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work.
With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you, Jonas, for that read. That's a beautiful read by my man, Jonas Knox. You just heard his show. This is Up On Game. And I want to jump straight to this because this is the final segment. It's a short segment. Guys, the NFL, it's now getting out that they're seeking to get a one-year suspension of Deshaun Watson. And we also heard Jadeveon Clowney come out in support of Deshaun Watson saying that, well, he came to Cleveland to play with. He came back to Cleveland to play with him. Here's the sound of Jadeveon.
I was all about where my boy Deshaun was going. When I talked to him, I saw I played with him, and he kept us off the field a lot. And I was like, wherever you go, I know you're going to keep us off the field. You put up a lot of points, put us in rush and rushing situations instead of having to stop the run all the time. And I just wanted to go play with him and see what I can do with him again.
All right. Pause. But anyways, is it too soon? Was it too soon for that?
Maybe next hour.
Maybe next hour. All right. is a year suffice and do you buy do you buy what Jadeveon is saying, or is that a BOB for you again, you know?
What you got, Plex?
I really believe he's in support of his guy. I mean, why would he not? They played together in Houston, just like you said.
Yep.
And then make no mistake about it, man. When he's on the field, Deshaun Watson, I believe, is a top five quarterback. I mean, he's an elite quarterback.
He got the number one contract.
And he definitely has that. And he can turn his organization around. But I'm just thinking to back when I was saying, how possible is it that Baker Mayfield will be the starting quarterback of this team if Deshaun Watson gets suspended for a year? And I said that, and TJ said, no way, he won't be in Cleveland next year.
He won't.
I think that's the reason why he hasn't been released, because the Cleveland Browns need an insurance policy, and their insurance policy is Baker Mayfield.
I mean, they got to pay him. Might as well play him.
0% chance Baker Mayfield plays another down for the Cleveland Browns. You can't, number one.
You can't
chance that. You can't chance it, because if they play well, then what do? They play well, it's like, oh, we might as well stick with Baker. The fan base, the coaches, you're going to want.
Well, if they give him a year suspension, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's a win-win. Cleveland wins because he's playing well. Baker wins because he gets his value up. Cleveland wins again because they get trade value out of it, and you go from.
Well, how they get trade value out of it?
Because
they're going to trade him mid-season.
Well, I mean, I guess he becomes an unrestricted free agent.
Exactly.
Right?
So what trade value do you get out of
it? Yeah, I guess you're right.
So it does not benefit.
But there's at least the value of being able to win and be competitive while your cash cow or your cash, whatever you want to call it, cash pit,
if they win, then what do they do? If they win, it's going to be a portion of the fan base, a good portion of it, and it may be some coaches that say, oh,
fans don't matter.
Right, why don't we stick with this?
Let me ask you this.
Baker Mayfield has to be off that roster. There's just no way he can come back. And Deshaun Watson.
So why is he not off the roster yet?
I mean, that's the greatest question of them all, to be honest. Why not just let him go?
Incompetence?
Well, if
he should have been off.
So you're saying they can be incompetent about not letting him go, but they can't be incompetent about maybe seeing if he can get them through the season since Deshaun might be gone for a year?
Yep. Yep.
I think incompetence is incompetence. I think dysfunction
and I don't
dysfunction.
Believe he should get suspended a year. In essence, he was suspended last year, technically.
No, he wasn't.
It's with,
no,
it man,
wasn't.
It's with – LeVar, come on, man. Get out of here with all this.
He wasn't.
LeVar, when we can't play football, we're suspended.
Nope.
Don't give me this paid suspension. When I can't play football, that's a suspension to me.
He said, I'm not playing another down. He said, I'm not playing for them. I'm not going to play for Houston, and Houston said that they're not going to play him because
LeVar,
they don't want to risk probably getting him injured.
When we are not allowed to play our sport, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, track, whatever it is, that's
considered to be a punishment. That's a personal suspension. It's just not by the book.
All I'm saying is this, and I talked about this weeks ago. I was the first one to say this weeks ago. If the owners can do what I've been accused of doing and get a slap on the wrist –
So
show me the correlation. Show me the correlation, because Robert Kraft did the same thing and got a slap on the wrist. Show me the correlation.
Well, some would say what Robert Kraft did might be worse. Some would say it might be worse what Robert Kraft did.
And they should be held to a higher standard.
So you said Deshaun need Robert Kraft lawyers?
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Or not, he need Robert Kraft name. That's what he needs.
Well, he needs to own a team, too, you know, because, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a privately owned company, and that is what it is. And, I mean, he's one of the private equity holders into that company. But here's what I would say.
Different folks.
Here's what I'd say about Deshaun Watson. If he gets a year suspension, I think it's because it's becoming more and more evident that there's a very, very big, deep rabbit hole that we still have yet to see the bottom of, and they're trying to buy time because this, I continue to say, is something that can go from concern to crisis. It might end up being straight crisis mode in a moment's notice based upon what somebody may come out and say. But we'll continue to have those conversations. Hour two is coming up next. This is Up On Game. TJ Hushmanzada, LeVar Arrington, Plexico Burress. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.